We all hope our loved ones are resting in peace. But what if they're still waiting for our prayers to reach God? Today, a powerful story of purgatory shows why every Mass truly counts. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's insights may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Before we begin, we have a special invitation for this November, but more on that at the end of the video. If you've ever been to a funeral, you've likely heard people say with great confidence that the deceased is now in a better place. Have you noticed this? It's a comforting thought. But if we consider the profound holiness required to stand before God and the Church's ancient teaching, we might ask, is that really the most likely outcome? Or is it more probable that the soul, saved but not yet perfect, is undergoing purification? Reverend Kepler, in his book, The Poor Souls in Purgatory, puts it this way. How will those proceed who depart from this world as believing, good, and honest Christians, but still infected with undeniable faults and defects? And those who were converted from their sinful ways only in their last illness, perhaps under deathbed, though they had not fully perfected themselves ethically? Experience shows that the number of those who enter eternity like this is very great, undoubtedly greater than the number of those who depart in a state of perfect justice. What shall be their sentence? Should they be allowed to enter heaven with all their imperfections, faults, and weaknesses? Or should they be condemned to hell? Both ideas are equally intolerable. God's holiness forbids the former, His justice the latter. Now, I'm not saying this to dishearten anyone, but to encourage prayer, sacrifices, and most importantly, holy masses for our deceased loved ones. They might still need your prayers. And to inspire you, I'd like to share a fascinating story from Reverend Shoup's classic book, Purgatory, Illustrated by the Lives and Legends of the Saints. He writes, "Nothing is more conformable to the Christian spirit than to have the holy sacrifice offered up for the relief of the souls departed, and it would be a great misfortune should the zeal of the faithful cool in this respect." The following incident is attested by a worthy priest of the Diocese of Bourges, who received it from its original source, and whose testimony bears all the certainty of an eyewitness. In 1849, a woman named Eugenie van der Kharkov died at the age of 52 in Flanders. Eugenie was pious and charitable, giving alms with a generosity suited to her means. Until the end of her life, she had a deep devotion to the Blessed Virgin, abstaining on Fridays and Saturdays in her honor. Though not entirely free from small domestic faults, she otherwise led a truly exemplary and edifying life. Her servant, Barbara, a virtuous young woman who had cared for her during her final illness, stayed on to serve Eugenie's widowed husband. About 3 weeks later, the deceased appeared to Barbara under the circumstances we're about to relate. In the middle of the night, as Barbara slept soundly, she suddenly heard her name called distinctly 3 times. She awoke with a start and saw her deceased mistress sitting on the edge of the bed, dressed in her working clothes. Strangely, though astonished, Barbara felt no fear. The apparition spoke, "Barbara, take the little rake which I often told you to put in its place. Stir the heap of sand in the little room, you know to which one I refer. You will there find a sum of money. use it to have masses said, 2 francs for each, for my intention, for I am still suffering." Barbara agreed, and the apparition vanished. The servant, still quite calm, fell asleep again. When she awoke, she took the rake as directed, stirred the sand, and discovered a purse containing 500 francs. In such strange and extraordinary circumstances, the good girl felt it her duty to seek the advice of her pastor and recounted everything that had happened. The priest told her that the masses requested by the departed soul must indeed be celebrated. 2 months after the first apparition, Barbara was again awakened in the night. This time, her room was filled with a bright light. Her mistress appeared before her, beautiful and fresh, as in the days of her youth, dressed in a robe of dazzling white, smiling kindly at her. "Barbara," she said in a clear voice, "I thank you, I am delivered." With these words, she disappeared, and the chamber returned to darkness. Barbara, amazed by what she had seen, was filled with joy. The apparition left a most vivid impression on her mind, and it is from her that we have these details. And with that, the story concludes. This story is a beautiful testament to 2 things. The real need of the souls in purgatory and the incredible power of the Holy Mass to deliver them. It leads perfectly to our special invitation for you this November. Throughout November, we will be offering 30 Holy Masses for the souls in purgatory. If you'd like your deceased loved ones included, please follow the link in the description below. Registration closes on 31st October, since the Masses begin at the start of November. Don't miss this opportunity to help the souls most in need of our prayers. As Padre Pio used to say, we must empty purgatory with our prayers. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.